Mine that finished was Golden Kamuy season 2, which it was okay. It ended very well. I really, really, really enjoyed the ending. The middle kind of dragged a little bit, I felt like. But once I got to the ending, it felt like all of it was worth it, honestly. So like if you do watch it, don't feel bad if you're kind of bored in the middle and you just don't quit it, because I had actually at one point I had like given up on the show. But you once the ending hits, you realize, okay, we needed all of that kind of slow paced, kind of boring stuff, so that we could get to this point. I don't want to give away too much since it is season 2, so if you haven't even seen season 1, you're really not gonna know what's going on or the characters or anything. But it's basically a period piece. I'm not sure which war it's after, but it's after some war in Japan, and you essentially have a few different groups of soldiers looking for this gold, this like huge mountain of gold. And then you also have like a native girl, who the gold that everyone's looking for actually belongs to her tribe. And some of the soldiers are on her side to try and return to, they want to find the gold to return it to her tribe because it is rightfully theirs and it was taken from them. At the same time, the one who hid the gold is believed to be the girl's father. So, in the process of looking for the gold, they're looking for her father because he's the one who knows where the gold is in the first place because he hid it. But the show, the first season, I actually really enjoyed. The second season, like I said, I felt like it moved a little bit slow until the end, and the end was really, really good. It's like complete day and night of mid-season compared to the end of the season. I think this season, the first season's 12 episodes. I think this season was also 12 or 13 episodes. So it's not super long. But episodes th like 3 to like 8 move a little slow. And I mean, yeah, if you're okay with like getting through slow parts to get to a really, really good ending, then I would say it's worth it. But if that's like not your thing, then I would say probably skip it. And then the next one that we both watched, which was horrible, and I was so glad when it was over, was Conception.
Yeah, we really watched that just to get to the end to slander it. Like, that was the key detail after like episode 2 was like, get through this to slander it to death.
Because it was so bad. I would not recommend it to anyone for any reason, even not
Even
even,
for torture
yeah, like
in general.
not for torture, not even to like get, not to watch it just to make fun of it, like honestly. 'Cause like I started watching it thinking, you know, it would, hoping it would be good, and I was totally wrong, and I was stuck 'cause it's like once I started, it was like, okay, I'm here, let me just keep watching and maybe it will get better. And then you realize, no, it's not going to get better, but now I've started it. So it's like, oh my God, now I gotta finish it because it's so bad. I just want to see how they decide to end this because it's a complete train wreck.
It was really bad. Like, really, really, really bad. Like, the storyline was terrible. Like, so the main mission of this, well, actually it was two, they, I don't think that was cousins. I don't think so.
They were cousins. They say in the show that they're cousins.
I don't know. I feel like they went to the same school. I don't know.
But did they ever do a? Did they have a Star Child together?
They had the first Star
Child. The first one was.
The storyline is this. This one guy is responsible for supplying this little world with star children, but he has to. I don't even know if they're really having sex or not, to be honest, but it's just so, it's alluding to sex to me. If the whole scene looks like sex, even though we don't see the sex. So he has to have sex with these maidens. There's 12 maidens. They all are the 12 zodiac signs. So he has to have sex with these maidens. Whether or not he actually has sex, I don't care.
In the show, they say that he doesn't.
He just has to touch them. Yeah. But the way he looks, it don't look like he's just in there touching nobody.
Because, like, with the one with the cousin, he, like, just touches her leg, and the star child is born. But everyone after that, is like...
What is going on? Tell me. And then, basically, he was told to have a good, strong star child that he'd have to get to know all the maidens. So every episode, it's kind of him getting to know one or two of the maidens that are there. The maidens are dull as fucking brass. Like, they don't have nothing going for themselves. There's maybe like four of them that have any interesting point to them at all.
Every single one of them were boring characters. Every single maiden.
Bread. it was like her passion for the fuel for her entire life. Like, I need to make new recipes. My father was a baker. Like, girl.
One had a sleep disorder where she would sleep in a casket because apparently, like, her sleep disorder, people fall asleep. The way that you die, essentially, is that you fall asleep and you just never wake up. So she would sleep in a casket. And then, like, when he's getting to know her, he gets her to, like, go outside and experience life because she's, like, super depressed and pale and she spends all her time alone and in her little apartment or whatever because she feels like she's burdening people or something. Some stupid stuff. But he gets her to come outside and she drags the casket with her when he gets her to come out. Mm-hmm. Like, they go on, like, a little picnic or whatever and she fucking drags the casket with her to the park. And he's like, he's trying to make her feel better about it. But like, there's not really, she's dragging a fucking casket through the park. Like, there's not really a whole lot that you can do to justify someone dragging their own casket through the park. It's just... The show was a mess. Like, it was a mess. And then
on top of that, that damn raccoon. And on top of that, the fact that he slept with the raccoon. I was just floored. Like, really? Like, you was gonna be that bad? Like, you gonna go from, like, top 10 worst to top 5 worst? Like, come on. Now, you elevate. You about to be top 1 worst ever. Why is he sleeping with the raccoon to try to make a star child? How did that work in his brain? Because there was this one point where they were talking about he had to make a 13th star child. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to figure out how he could do that. Like, did he have to sleep with... They about to have this man sleep with a man and make a child. And I'm like, that's not how science works.
With two men.
Like, that is...
two men. He was going to have a threesome with two men to try and have a child.
Bestiality children.
So and then the raccoon.
What was the third option?
I don't remember.
I want to say there was a third option out of those three bad ideas to make a child. I'm just like, science is not smiling right now. Like, it's not happy. I think it's at the door and it wants to let you know that that's not going to fucking work. But it was just so bad. Like, it was really bad. Like, bad. Like, just thinking about it upsets me. Like, really bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then it's like, what's the point?
And then the resolution was that they beat the little thing, whatever the little demon was in wherever. And then they all go to Earth.
They all come back to his world. He has to choose if he's going to, him and his cousin have to choose if they're going to stay or if they're going to go back to their world. So the girl's like, okay, well, I'm going back, but I understand if you decide that you want to stay. And then he decides that he's going to go as well. And then as they're about to leave, all the maidens decide that they're going to bring them gifts, like parting gifts, right? And obviously, we're a little late for spoilers. But, like, these are spoilers you want because this show really was bad. Like, you do not want to waste your time watching this show. So, honestly, appreciate these spoilers. But anyway, so they're giving the parting gifts, and then all of a sudden, all of the maidens decide that they want to go with them back into the world that they came from. So they jump through. It's like this giant hole that came out of nowhere. Like, where did this hole, was this hole there the whole time? Like, could they have just jumped through the hole the entire time and gone home? Like, where did any of this come from? Because it was not explained at all. It didn't appear after they defeated whatever Phantom Lord or whatever. But yeah, so they jump through the hole. All the maidens jump through the hole. And what made me mad was the raccoon jumps through the hole. We've been sold that this raccoon is a male. The entire show, they've been presenting this raccoon as a male. That's what it seemed like. It seemed like the raccoon was a male the entire time. Even the end credits. In the end credits, it was the raccoon head on that male body that was dancing.
I thought
the raccoon was a male the whole time. Like, the raccoon was a pervert.
Definitely,
like,
a pervert.
He was reading all these, like, sex and romance books and trying to, like, finesse the maidens. He's trying to get the guy to finesse the maidens instead of really getting to know them. So when they jump through the hole to go back to their original world, all the maidens come with them. The raccoon jumps through, and the raccoon is suddenly a human girl. Like, what?
And attractive at that.
Right.
I was like, this is weird. We've landed in a new place now. This is we're up there in weirdness.
It just, the entire show made zero sense. It made me upset because the character designs were actually pretty decent.
Yeah, the animation wasn't bad.
Yeah, like, the animation wasn't bad. The character designs were actually pretty good. But the story was just terrible. The characters themselves were absolutely horrible. I don't know which was worse between the characters and the story, to be honest. Because both of them were, like, horrible.
It was bad. And that's all I want to say. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It was bad. The end.
So yeah, if you ever see conception as an option, you're just, you know, scrolling Crunchyroll or whatever, and you see conception there and you read the synopsis and it sounds interesting, do not watch it, honestly. Save yourself the time, save yourself the effort and the suffering, because it really was suffering watching all of that. And we may be, what's the one that likes pain? Sadist? Is that or is masochist that enjoy pain? I always get them mixed up.
I know masochists enjoy pain, but I don't really know. I don't use the word sadist because I don't know what it means.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I know masochist means somebody that enjoys pain.
Okay, so we may be masochists since we actually watched the entire series.
Let me see what a sadist is.
I think sadists like to see people in pain.
No, sadist is a sexual one.
Yeah, but like if you say something is sadistic,
well, that's that someone derives pleasure, especially sexual gratification, maybe not
from giving pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masochist is the opposite.
Yeah, masochist is the one that receives the pain. So we may be masochists because we suffered through that whole show. And it was really, really bad.
I didn't enjoy it though. Like that's what Mask is for, the pain. I didn't enjoy that at all. Like there was no gratification there.
I think we hoped at some point we would find joy, and it just never came. The joy never came.
Because the story, like, the synopsis doesn't sound that bad. Like,
the synopsis sounded really good, and the trailer was really good.
I seen the trailer because I feel
the
like
the trailer was good. I watched the trailer and the trailer was
what
good.
They have done to fool me. Like, there's not enough content in that show to put together a good trailer. The trailer must have been the false.
Yeah, I don't know what happened between the trailer and the airing of the show. Maybe every scene in the trailer ended up getting cut out. Who knows? But it just. Just do not watch that show, please. I beg you. Please. Please do not.
They're going to watch it. I can hear them now thinking about it. Well, I mean, they got through it. It can't be that bad.
Maybe it was worse because we watched it week to week instead of binging it.
If it was a binge, I wouldn't have finished it. I only finished it so I could drag it. Literally, that's the only reason why I finished it. Other than that, no.
That. Maybe week to week made it easier because it was just one episode at a time.
Because that was worse than... No, it wasn't worse than the seven virtues of heaven or whatever. The seven heavenly virtues. That shit was bad. That shit was really bad. But it was on par, though. And I guess we can talk about something better.
Yes, we can get into the star of the season.
The star?
The star of
on your
fall
side.
2018.
On your side.
Which was
it was all right.
Goblin Slayer. It was all right. Hater.
I'm a hater.
Hater.
I'm over here telling
you. How you say it was I?
Aight is what I said. Aight.
Anyway, so Goblin Slayer, what was your thoughts on it? You go.
It was cool. The first episode definitely peaked in a bad way to me. It set a tone that led the rest of the season in fear. Of what could possibly come, because that rape scene, everybody that I know for the most part was like, that wasn't that bad. I'm like, bro, I don't see rape on a regular basis. Like, that shit's not normal for me. So it touched me in a way I didn't want to be touched. So I wasn't prepared. Yes, other anime may have rape in it. I choose not to watch that shit. I have not seen an anime with rape in it yet, and that was the first one I saw. I wasn't ready, and my jaw dropped that day. So, going henceforth, if that's your first episode, you know, mine is going to think, like, it's going to happen again, something worse is going to happen, if that's how you start your anime. Luckily, there was not any more of that. Well, at least not, like, as graphic. Like, there is hinted at, because it's something that the goblins do, but it's not shown the same way. Like, that one was tough.
It was a tough to watch scene, honestly. And I don't want to let me clear that now. Like I don't want anyone thinking like that I like rape or nothing. Like
surviving
no,
absolutely
no.
That's not funny, but
no.
That's hilarious, because I know where he was trying to go with that, but...
Like, let me clear that out now. But I tend to like, I tend to enjoy anime that's, like, violent and gory and bloody and dark. And I know there are some, not recent, but older anime where, you know, there's worse, but, like, that rape scene was... It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. But that was pretty much as dark as this whole season got. I really like the show. For me, it wasn't the best of the season. But I did really enjoy the show a lot. I thought it was very good. And I'm excited to see what they do with the show, you know, moving forward to however many future seasons we get. Hopefully we get the future seasons. I think it was popular enough that it should get future seasons. But Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought the character development was really good. I felt like the storylines in each episode was pretty good, and how everything kind of tied together. Especially like leading up to that final episode, or the final two episodes, where we get, you know, that big battle.
Yeah, I think the storyline is good. When I say it's like, I just know that you enjoyed it too much. That's all. I just want to rain on your parade.
But it wasn't even my favorite of fall, though.
I just want to rain on your parade. That's all. I mean, it was a good anime. The storyline was straight. The characters were likable. Even the ones we should hate. Except for the goblins. They weren't likable. But I liked how tactical the Goblin Slayer thought. Like, his brain was always working against the goblins. Like, he did not give a fuck about what you was talking about. If it wasn't about goblins, bye. What? Is it about goblins? No? Okay, bye.
That man was, like, he earned the name Goblin Slayer,
the
for real.
The epitome of a one-track mind. Are you hungry? No. Are there goblins? Are there goblins? No? Okay. I'm going home.
Like, man, that dude was all about goblins. He was so, like, expert with everything. He knew what they were doing. He knew how they thought.
He knew how they slept. Yeah, like, I know right now they're going to be at the back of this cave. And I'm gonna be there's 17 of them back there. How do you know?
Like, oh, man, it was crazy. Like, he walks in a cave, and a goblin comes, a group of goblins comes down on a ship, and after he takes them out, he's like, okay, they're not working alone, because goblins aren't smart enough to be doing this on their own, so someone's helping them. And, like, he always knew what was going on, and it was just perfect.
It was a good anime. I suggest it. If you don't, just fast forward through the little break scene. You'll know when it's coming.
He was surgical with the goblin slaying. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I just liked to rain on his parade because he enjoyed it too much from the gate. And, you know, a girlfriend's got to do what a girlfriend's got to do. Rain on the parade, you know? JK, I don't always do that. Yes, I do.
But you know, girlfriends hate to see you happy. Everyone knows.
Yep. We sure do. Especially when we're not the ones making you happy. So. Don't rub your head like you got a headache. You'll be all right. But yeah, Goblin Slayer, I would suggest that to people. If you like to see stuff get killed. If you don't like to see that type of stuff, then I wouldn't suggest that to you. But I did love how... I loved his one-track mind. It really made the show. It really did. Like, he didn't want to do nothing else. And then I really enjoyed the moment where he kind of had to, like, break his ego and ask people for help. Like, that was a very humbling experience. And then when he explained why he did it.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. So... I mean, it was a good story all around, so.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see how they'll tie in these other stories that they gave us, like, little tidbits of, but didn't go very in-depth with. Like, with that other nation that they showed in one episode, and then the three heroes that were coming back throughout the show, like...
I feel like they owe us his childhood. Like, I want to see...
Yeah, like, there's a lot of... like, as good as the show was, they left a lot of loose ends. So, hopefully, we'll get to see those get tied up.
In a season two and beyond.
Yeah. Because even his childhood was, like, super interesting.
And
you
only seen, like, the moment that the goblins popped up in his house. Like, I want to see... how he grew up after that. Like, I don't necessarily want to see his life before that.
Yeah. And we got a little bit of...
his, like, training?
Yeah, the start of his training after the goblins ran in his house.
But I want to see more.
Yeah. And then I want to know more about these dice, too. Because they would show, like, dice being rolled. And they seemed to have some kind of connection to him. But it didn't really give any information about that. So I'm interested in seeing that too. But yeah, so I guess that wraps up this episode, honestly. Mm-hmm. Is there any final words you want to give to the people?
Well, this is an episode that's put in between an episode because this is not the scheduled next episode.
Oh yeah, last episode we did say that we would have a guest, and we're still going to get a guest, or a few guests coming up, but for this episode, that just ended up not happening, and we wanted to, you know, get something out to you guys to for the start of this new season, so that, you know, I don't know if everyone's in the loop about seasonal stuff. I know I just recently started watching seasonal anime, so I'm sure there's plenty of other people who don't watch seasonal shows just yet. But we wanted to get you guys in the loop about it for those who may be interested a little bit in getting into seasonal stuff, or for the people who do already watch seasonal stuff.
Yeah, and if anybody doesn't have a streaming service already and is looking to get one, my suggestion is going to be VRV. I don't know if it's pronounced Verve, but I'd rather pronounce the letters. Because it embodies Crunchyroll, High Dive. What else is on there? They're going to get something else. I forget. Was it Boomerang on there? There's a whole bunch of different things on Boomerang. There. Boomerang. But Crunchyroll gets a lot of anime. If you're looking for more than just one service at one time, that would be the best. If you know you like to watch, I think Funimation has mostly dubs, right?
Funimation, yeah.
Funimation has most of your dubs. So if you wanted to subscribe to that, that would be for you. But I don't know what they get that would be seasonal.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know if they get too much seasonal stuff. Some stuff does come on Hulu. And then if you do have Amazon Prime, some stuff does come on Amazon Prime as well. So be on the lookout for those that do come out on there. Like Kamurikusa comes out on Amazon Prime and Dororo.
And Dororo, yeah.
So those come out on Amazon Prime, and they don't. You won't get those on Crunchyroll. Yeah. So there's a bunch of different places that stream anime legally, but the one that has like the most to me. But not the most in general, but like the most, especially seasonal anime, is going to be Crunchyroll.
Yeah, and Crunchyroll, you can search by season too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the way their website is set up and the way their apps are set up, I think I like it much better than any other apps.
Yeah, because with Crunchyroll, well, Crunchyroll has some like live action dramas from Japan too. But yeah, on Crunchyroll, you can go to the anime section. And they have like A to Z, what's popular, and then at the very bottom they have the season. So you can go winter 2019, fall 2018, and so on and so on. But if you go down to the winter 2019, you can see everything that's they have everything that's still running from previous seasons into the winter, and they also have every show that that is starting in winter. And then you can tell, obviously, by the number of episodes. So,
yeah, so that's if you are interested in doing a streaming service. If you already have one or some, I have VRV, Hulu, and Netflix, and Amazon Prime. But, yeah, I have, like, that many things. And it's not all just for anime. Netflix and Hulu are not just for anime. So, But VRV, I really only have that for anime, even though they do have some of the classic Nick shows, and they should be, I think they got it, because I've been seeing Scooby-Doo stuff on there.
Yeah, they're adding Boomerang if they haven't already.
I think it's on there, because every time I go on there, it's Scooby-Doo at the top, but I just haven't had time to sit down and watch my favorite cartoon ever.
Yeah, and then High Dive is also an anime streaming service for those who don't know. So with Verve, you get Crunchyroll and High Dive. And High Dive is not huge, but they do have some pretty good shows on there. A lot of older shows too. They do have some stuff that for seasonal, mm-hmm. that's like newer and stuff.
They have, the Promised Neverland on there.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
them and Crunchyroll both have it on VRV.
And then High Dive also does everything on there is uncensored. So if you want to go and watch an older show that may have been like a little graphic or something, and some shows are censored when they come over here, but they're not censored when they air over in Japan. So like, High Dive is good for if you want to go and watch something uncensored and see if, I guess if there's a difference. Like I recently went on High Dive and watched High School of the Dead. I mean there's not a humongous difference with the censored and uncensored, but I prefer uncensored stuff if I can watch it. So
so the next episode will hopefully have a guest or some guests. We're working on it, but you know, schedules in LA is big, so
yes. But anyway, so that wraps it up, I guess. So we will see y'all next time.
Thanks for listening.
Watch Radiant. In that time, I got reincarnated as a slime.
Yes, that one. I don't know about Radiant. I haven't seen that, but watch. That time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Watch them both.
Watch
both. Okay, bye. Strange quirk, a strange quirk.
If you're gonna put it in the logo, you want to say every word like that, like Riley said.
Whatever. Anyway, so the a strange quirk that doesn't even sound right.
A, you don't put
that
B.
Doesn't.
You don't put B. Welcome to a strange quirk for anime. You know what did?
That
you mad at yourself?
You mad anyway, at yourself. Welcome to a strange quirk. For anime podcast.
Thank you.
I am Strange Keith.
I'm Quirky Dirk.
And Happy New Year to everyone.
It's been a while.
Because it has been a good little bit since our last episode.
We've been getting death threats.
I didn't get no death threats. Maybe you got
one. Not a full on death threat, but like, yo, where's the episode type threats? Like, get put up or shut up. Gotten a few.
But we are here. We are back in 2019, and the winter 2019 anime season has started. So what we have prepared, just getting right into it, is a winter 2019 draft for shows that we will review later on after they finish. So what we're going to be doing is I will pick 6 shows from this season, and
I was counting to make sure I had picked six, because I don't think I knew that number was the number.
And she will pick six, and basically we'll watch the first few episodes and then do first impressions on those, and based on the first impressions, we are going to pass or fail two or three each for a review later on after they finish on the show. And we will be doing this like a NFL or NBA draft, where, you know, we're gonna flip a coin to see who gets the first pick, and then we will alternate. Whoever wins the coin toss will get the first pick, and then we'll alternate after that. And so we will coin flip right now.
Okay, you didn't explain anything. So we can't pick the same one. So it's like literally like the draft, where if he picks one, well, I can't pick it. You have to. Girls are listening too. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but like,
you didn't say that part. It's important.
I feel like that should be assumed.
But you can't assume.
If I pick something, you can't pick it.
Why can't I? Unless you define that. So you have to say why.
Why would we pick the same shows if we're drafting?
I'm just putting it out there for people that don't know. I guess.
Okay, well, if you don't know how a draft works.
Some people might not know how a draft works. Then
I sure hope most people know how a draft works. Okay, but if you don't know how a draft works, then whatever she picks, I can't pick. Whatever I pick, she can't pick. So basically,
we still have to get to six.
Yes, we still have to get to six. So basically, the destiny of these shows that we pick, their destiny of being reviewed on a further or a later episode lies in the hands of whoever picks them. Are you feel better? Better now? Is that better?
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, I'm going to flip this coin. Do you want to pick heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails it is. Let's see.
He's going to cheat.
How you cheat a coin flip?
I don't know, but black men cheat.
Wow.
Look, he flipped it onto the floor. Y'all can't see. He gonna try to take
it. It's tails. Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Honesty. Black man honesty. Ha. In your face. So, you get the number one pick.
Yes.
And then we alternate from there.
Okay, I'm taking the Promised Neverland.
Good, because I didn't want it.
Ah, yes.
I'm taking Dororo.
Okay, so I have to switch and take that off mine. Mm-hmm. And find another one. Okay, my next one's gonna be Boogie Pop and Others.
Okay. That's fine. I didn't want Boogie Pop.
That face didn't say I don't want Boogie
My
Pop.
Face was relief that you didn't pick what I wanted number two, because my number two pick is The Rising of Shield Hero.
God, just that one in there. Okay, let me take that out. Let me see. All right. We're down to... Okay, I'll pick that one then. All right, so next, I'm going to do... I ain't found that one yet. Kamuri Kusa.
Okay.
That wasn't on your list, I'm sure.
It was on my list, but I didn't have it, like, numbered on my draft. Like, I had it there, but... Like, I have them in order of the ones that I want, and it didn't have
it didn't
a number.
Beat six.
Yeah. So my next pick is going to be Magical Girl Spec Ops Asuka.
That went nowhere near my list, so.
Good. I could have took that later, then. I wish I would have known. Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't think that was on the... where I pick my stuff from. Next is going to be W's.
So that's fine. That's the first one you've stolen from me. Okay, fine. You can have it. My number four pick is going to be... I'll take Mob Psycho 100 Season 2.
That was not on my list.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen the first season, so...
Okay, we're at, now with four?
Yes, so now you're on five. Last two picks, no pressure.
Shut up. I don't know if I want this one or if I'm just... I think this is like a season two of it, so I think I need to watch the first season of it.
I mean, we got time, so you could catch up to season two.
I know, but I'll be moving slow. But the Morose Mono Nokian.
I don't even know what that is. I think
it's season two, honestly. I know when I looked at it, I remember. I haven't looked at this list in so long. We've been preparing for this episode for a while, and it hasn't happened until today.
Yeah. So when I made delays, this list, delays.
Like I just tapped the note, so it says it's edited today, but it wasn't. However old it is, I don't know. But I don't remember if it was season two of it, but it is on my list of things I wanted to watch. I remember that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't remember if it's season one or season two of that. So, but that would be what I do is the Morose Mononokian.
Okay. Well, my fifth pick will be. I'll do Mysteria Friends for my fifth pick.
Mm-hmm. Damn you.
Mysteria Friends, Minaria Friends.
Damn you. Oh, that is Asuka is on my list. It's just in Japanese.
Yeah, the Maho Shoujo. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's here. But I only translated the ones I wanted to see in English so that I can say them on air because mm-hmm. I could say it in Japanese, but I would know what I'm saying either.
Yeah, I have the Japanese name written here, but when you search it on Crunchyroll, it's the English name. So mm-hmm. I figure if people want to go ahead and want to watch it along, then, you know, give them the name.
That's how I had it on my list. I thought it wasn't on my list, but it clearly is. Oh.
Last pick. What'll it be?
I think I'm going to go with Grimm's Notes.
You can have that.
I'm not really, I don't know. I'm not hype about it, but it's on my list. Mm-hmm. You already took the other stuff I wanted, so here we are.
Okay, and my sixth pick is actually my number six choice that I have here. Will be Circlet Princess. Now, for Circlet Princess, it's not on any streaming sites, so we'll just have to find a way to watch it. But you took all my other options. So, yeah, Circlet Princess will be the one. We can go through some real quick descriptions of what each show is. If you are you not prepared for that? You're not. Well, that's fine because I'm prepared for.
I mean, I can go for look all it of up that. From Anime Planet because they have all the things that you need. I'm going to get a sponsorship for nothing. Like, I don't even think they do anything but tell you about anime. But I am going to plug them till the end of time. So, on Anime Planet, you can get the breakdown on anything that you want to find out about. So, guess what I'm going to do? While he's talking about his anime, I'm going to go find mine.
All right, well, I'll go through my six while she looks up her six.
You're gonna do about, no, we need to go back and forth so that while you're talking about one, I can look at the other.
Oh.
I'm not gonna look at all six. I'm okay, not gotcha. Up six browsers.
All right, so my number one pick was Dororo. Dororo. So Dororo.
Dororo.
And I believe it's on Amazon Prime. It'll be streaming on Amazon Prime. The synopsis here is a samurai lord has bartered away his newborn son's organs to 48 demons in exchange for dominance on the battlefield. Yet the abandoned infant survives thanks to a medicine man who equips him with primitive prosthetics, lethal ones with which the wronged son will use to hunt down the multitude of demons to reclaim his body one piece at a time before confronting his father. On his journeys, the young hero encounters an orphan who claims to be the greatest thief in Japan. So basically, you have this kid that's been born, and then his father sacrifices his body parts to demons. A magic man gives him fake body parts, and he grows up to become a samurai and hunts down his natural body parts before deciding to face his father. So that's a Dororo. And that's, I believe that started, I don't know how many episodes are out now. It's probably one or two. But, yeah, that is airing now on Amazon Prime. So, yeah.
All right. So, my first one that I looked up, I don't know the order of them right now. I forgot that already. So, the first one I looked up was going to be Boogie Pop and Others. I'm looking and scrolling because Anime Planet has a lot of information. And it even has, like, related anime and the related manga. And apparently there was 12 other episodes of this called Boogie Pop Phantom that came out in 2000. I'm going to have to see what that's about. I'm going to go look at that one time. But the synopsis says, this is from Anime Planet, again. Name drop. there is an urban legend that children tell one another about a Shinigami that can release people from their pain they may be suffering. This angel of death has a name, Boogie Pop. And the legends are true. Boogie Pop is real. When a rash of disappearances involving female students breaks out at Shinyo Academy, the police and faculty assume they just have a bunch of runaways on their hands. But Nagi Karima knows better. Something mysterious and foul is afoot. Is it Boogie Pop or is it something more sinister? So basically, there's like this little spirit or a ghost or something. Whatever it is, the Boogie Pop is said to be killing people, basically. And we gotta figure out who is doing it. Is it the Boogie Pop or is it not? So it's a mystery horror anime.
There you go. So my number two is The Rising of Shield Hero. The synopsis here is stories of old tell of four otherworldly heroes wielding the sword, spear, bow, and shield, who defended the land from wave after wave of calamity. With the fate of the world in balance, the kingdom of Melremark summons these legendary figures. In modern-day Japan, the call is answered, and the unwitting heroes are transported to this fantasy universe. Yeah, so basically, this show is it's an isekai where four heroes, quote-unquote, are pulled from their own worlds and brought to this world. And there's, like, four kind of I don't want to say magical weapons, but like four special weapons to be wielded by each hero. And we are following the story of the shield hero. And this started, this started January 9th. I think there's two episodes out right now. I did watch the first two already. And it was very, very good. I honestly had the show lower on my list of picks. And then after watching it, it jumped up to my number two pick because it was so good, the first two episodes. So, yeah.
My next one is going to be The Promised Neverland. So this one is about, it's three main little characters. They're all kids. Emma, Norman, and Ray, and many other siblings, live in an isolated orphanage cut off from the outside world. They live a charmed life surrounded by friends and watched over by Mama, their caretaker, until they leave the house for a foster family by the age of 12. The only rule is that they must never venture outside of the gate that isolates them from the rest of society, for dangers await. But one day, the children learn the true horror of what's in store for their short lives. So, I'm gonna go ahead and keep it real. I already been watching this. And, I don't think I read the synopsis before I watched it. I just watched the trailer, but I watched it in Japanese because I was being, like, a brat and didn't feel like looking for it in English. So, I was just kind of, like, watching it and just looking at the animation and, like, the reaction, like, the way their faces would react to certain things in the trailer. And it looked good just from that. And so, when it came out, I immediately watched it, and then, so, I have not read the manga. Don't pop up here talking like you would have read it, you would know. I don't care. I'm sure it's delightful, but what I'm about to tell y'all is that I was unprepared in that first episode for what was going on. I wasn't, it took me somewhere I wasn't ready for. Like, I wasn't expecting that. And I wasn't, like, caught off guard to the point where I fell out of my chair or nothing like that. But, I mean, it was a good plot twist, and I look forward to seeing where they're going to take that twist.
Yeah, I watched the first episode so far, too. The first two episodes, actually. And it's cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, it wasn't, like, you know.
Yeah. We won't get into any, I guess I won't get into analysis and stuff, but, yeah. So, my third pick, is season 2 of Mob Psycho 100. Let's see. Eighth grader Shigeo Mob Kageyama has tapped into his inner wellspring of psychic prowess at a young age, but the power quickly proves to be a liability when he realizes the potential danger in his skills. Choosing to suppress his power, Mob's only present use for his ability is to impress his longtime crush, Tsubomi, who soon grows bored of the same tricks. So yeah, this is season 2. I don't know if people are familiar with Mob Psycho 100. It's from the same creator as One Punch Man. but basically, it's a middle school kid who has psychic powers, and he is learning to deal with the amount of power that he has. And I've started this one too, and it's been pretty good so far. This is a very like high profile anticipated show. The first season was pretty popular, so.
Okay, the next one I'm gonna read is Kamuri Kusa. Looking at this here, and it doesn't look like it has an original like artwork from before. Like, it looks like this is the first of its kind for this one. It doesn't have a manga, doesn't have a light novel or anything tagged to it, but that's just what the site has. I don't know. It does have like a web series episode from like 2012, but that was the only thing I see here. So this story is about three sisters struggling to survive in a desolate world surrounded by decaying buildings and red fog. The story revolves around Rin, a girl with an updo. There's also Ritsu, the big sister who has cat ears and is always calm, and Rina, the innocent, cheerful one dressed in a maid's costume. Just what is it that these three sisters are after in this mysterious world? I feel like what they said about the sisters is kind of stupid. The one with the updo. Oh, how does that help them? But I think they're trying to leave a lot to the imagination, because I feel like the more they give away, the less interesting the story is. I have been watching this one so far, and we're 2 episodes in, so we'll see how I feel later. But I'm not necessarily excited. Like, it's kept my attention, but it's not. I feel like there's more to come, that, and they're building to it. So we'll see.
Okay, and my next one is Magical Girl Special Ops Asuka. If you look it up, it'll probably be the Japanese name, which is Maho Shoujo Tokushuzen Asuka. So the synopsis is, due to the invasion of Desas, enigmatic creatures from of soil. What? Hold on, let me start that over. Okay. Due to the invasion of Desas, enigmatic creatures of soil from the land of the dead, mankind who was on the verge of crisis was saved by the efforts of magical girls who had obtained a mysterious magical power. 3 years later, new incidents suddenly occur, tearing apart the normalcy of the girls who had each returned to their normal lives. The saviors of humanity, those magical girls are called the Magical Five, now live each day fighting for their lives, even as they are trifled by fate. So yeah, this has 2 episodes out so far, which I have watched, and I had it on my list at number 7, actually, as my 7th pick. And after watching it, I fell in love with it. I don't know if everyone knows, but I like really dark and gory anime. And this, like, it got violent and bloody. And I was surprised because I'm not used to getting that from magical girl shows. So even though I don't watch a whole lot of magical girl shows, so don't yell at me if there's other shows that have that kind of thing. But yeah, I like fell in love from the first episode, so that also jumped up my list after watching it.
Okay, so the Morose Mononokian is a season two, like I thought. So I'll read you the synopsis from the first season, because the second season literally says season two of the first season. Like, so, Ashiya has spent the first 7 days of high school stuck in the infirmary because of a yukai attaching itself to him. He ends up asking the owner of a small tea room called the Mononokian for help. Mysterious stories involving the very morose owner of the Mononokian guiding the yukai that happen to wander into this world go to the next. So it's like a fantasy, Japanese mythology anime. And I like stuff like that, like mythology and history, but I don't like to be quizzed on history. Like, I don't want to remember it. I just want to hear about it that time. Like, that one time I was listening, but I don't remember nothing. Like, that's more so, it's interesting to me. So I guess I will have to watch season one and two. Season one has 13 episodes, and then season two has probably one so far, or two. Three episodes. So that's where it's at. So I'll have some catching up to do. Yeah.
All right. And my next one is Minaria Friends, or the English name is Mysteria Friends, which is, that's the name on Crunchyroll. If you search it, it's Mysteria Friends. So the synopsis here is Mysteria Academy is a prestigious magic school that teaches magic without discrimination to the three factions of men, gods, and demons, who usually are engaged in battle with each other. Two of the Academy's students are Anne, a princess and honor student, and Gray, a princess born from a dragon and a human. So yeah, this sounded, I think I read another synopsis that was a little bit more in depth before, but it sounded pretty interesting. I'd heard it's like the number one most anticipated show for this season in Japan.
The trailer was fire.
Was it? I didn't even watch the trailer, so
yeah, it was on my list. You took it.
Oh. Well, sorry. But yeah, I mean, from the things I've heard about it, sounded pretty good. And as of this recording, there's only one episode out so far. So should be good.
Yeah, I want to watch that. You get to review it, whatever. Whatever. Oh, that was one thing that we didn't say, is that we all can watch any anime that we want out of people's lists.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. We both get to watch. If we're not saying, like, since she picked it, I can't watch it. It's just she gets to choose whether it gets reviewed or not.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
So, sorry that wasn't said in the beginning, but, yeah.
Last one.
Is that the last one?
My last one is coming up. Yeah. This is your second to last.
So this is Grimm's Notes, the animation. So this is based on a mobile game. In this mysterious world, everyone is granted a book of fate. These powerful books chronicle everything that is and will be about a person's life. But the sinister chaos tellers are rewriting people's destinies to include catastrophic events. The only ones who can stand against them are a select few who possess blank books of fate. Yeah. It's a fantasy anime. We'll see how it goes. I haven't seen any episodes yet, but there are two out so far. Yeah, we'll figure it. We'll see.
I watched the first one and I wasn't that sold, to be honest. You might like it though, because you have different tastes for me.
much different.
Yeah, so you may enjoy it. For it just for me, it I didn't get a whole lot from it. And my last one is Circlet Princess. The synopsis here is: people's lives have changed because of VR and AR, and a whoever wrote these synopsises have very not good grammar. But anyway, so people's lives have changed because of VR and AR. A competitive sport has been born from these technologies called CB, which is Circlet Bout. A Circlet Bout can be competed between two schools and became an e-sport that decides the wealth of the schools. It has become the real ability of the school, which depends on not just the students' academic skills, but also on the data based on the sport ability, art skills, etc. So this is kind of like a fantasy sports anime, which is kind of what got my attention, especially not to sound like weird or anything, but like it reading the synopsis reminded me a little bit of Kaijo, and I loved Kaijo, so I figured, you know, why not give this a shot and see what they got going on. So has this started yet? It started January 8th. So there's probably two or three episodes out. I haven't seen any. Let's see. Yeah, look, I'm not sure if there's any streaming services over here that that have it. So I may have to find it online somewhere. Yeah, that's my sixth and final pick.
My last pick is W's, and I don't know if that's how you pronounce that, but it's a W, apostrophe, and a Z. So we're going to call it W's. Inspired by house music from a young age, Yukiya spends his free time as a DJ for a crowd of one and uploads his videos online. Like any young teenager, he yearns for something greater than his current life. He wants recognition and importance, but breaking out of his comfort zone means he runs the risk of getting hurt, so the cycle continues. That is, until the day he crosses the line of no return and stumbles across a mysterious live broadcast that will change his world forever. So it's an action music anime, and it does not have a manga listed here. So it's saying that it's an original work, which means it's just the animation. So, it looks interesting. I watched the trailer for this and I liked it. And that's how it ended up on my list in the first place. So, we shall see. It has three episodes out. I haven't watched it yet, but I have seen it. It's on my watch list and everything on my, I want to say Crunchyroll. I want to say something. But they already put it on there. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it.
It sounded interesting, though. Mm-hmm. I had that on my list as well. You stole it from me. Thief. But anyway, so yeah, that concludes our winter 2019 draft.
There's plenty of other anime that I'm watching aside from those that we just picked for the six.
Yeah.
But we made the six prior to the anime being out as yeah. well.
And then there's also, you know, the fall ones that are still running. But, yeah, feel free to watch along with us so that, you know, you're in the loop when we get to these reviews. And so, the start of winter 2019 means the end of fall season 2018, which had some good and some very bad anime. But we'll get into some quick overviews of a couple that we watched from fall 2018 that finished within that season. There's a few that rolled over that are still going that we won't really get too much into. But, yeah. So, Miss Lady, you really enjoyed,
I enjoyed Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. It was cute, and it was different, because, adolescent syndrome? The concept of that, of what, like, you know, what your peers think of you, what that could do to your physical self, if that was a thing, is kind of a cool concept. Like, it might teach people to be nicer, but it probably won't, because people don't care about, if they cared about being nice, they would have been nice anyway. But, I kind of liked it. Like, Kaede, she lost all her memories because she felt like, or she was just really hurt by her friends. Like, her feelings were super hurt, and that in turn made her lose her memory so that she could be the next person, basically, that she became. And, I thought it was really sweet how, dang, I can't think of his name right now, but her older brother, how he was attached to her new self a lot, so that when Kaede got her memories back at the end, like, he was heartbroken. Like, it really hurt him to have lost that version of his sister. And then, even with my son, she was invisible to everybody. And I thought that the way they started that out was hilarious to me. Like, she was trying to, like, buy bread and no one's talking to her. And then, like, he'll come up and ask for the bread and they'll give it to him because they can see him, but they can't see her. And you would think it would only affect people around their age, but it literally was affecting everything. And then, I really enjoyed, I'm going to think of his name, and it's going to be tomorrow when I don't need it. But, the older brother and Mai's relationship, I liked how, like, he was, like, perverse in thought, but he never really acted on anything, and that he, like, really genuinely liked her, and, like, she would try to be, like, all play hard to get, and then when he would, like, assimilate to that culture, she'd be like, wait a minute, I need you to be perverted again, like, don't do that, like, like, she liked the attention, but she didn't want to act like she liked the attention, and I felt that in my spirit, but, yeah, I thought their relationship was super cute. Like, it was just enough to where it wasn't too, like, nasty or anything like that. They wasn't doing nothing nasty, but it was, like, flirty enough. But you knew they were, like, 16, 17, 18, hopefully, but, you know, they probably wasn't. But, I really enjoyed that. I liked the way they had the characters kind of go through each of their own story with the adolescent syndrome. The main character went through his own as well, with the scars on his chest, because he felt like he didn't protect his sister well enough. So, to see her in pain put him in pain. So, I just like it. It was nicely done.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.